Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Alleluia. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said, Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and, in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. These days our dwelling places have taken on a new significance and meaning. We are, many of us, confined largely or wholly to our homes because they are considered the places we are safe and in which we protect the safety of others. And indeed, for some not only is this true, but the experience of safety, of quiet, of privacy and freedom within our homes, in the places where we dwell, is a good and welcome change from busier ways of life and is enjoyable. Some people are now, in particular, starting to worry more about the stress and difficulty of having to return to work rather than the pressures of lockdown. But as we all know, this is not the case for us all. For some of us, the inability to be with people we feel most at home with is a real source of suffering and anxiety. Some of us have been taken from our homes into hospital. Some of us have gone to live away from our families to protect them while we work in hospitals or care homes. And for some of us, for some of our neighbours and friends, our home has become a source of danger. If we are living in a care home, then there is a fear of infection. Or if we are living with someone who is violent towards us or mistreats us in some other way, there is a physical, mental, and emotional risk to our being at home, and the fear and danger is the greater because we cannot leave our homes for reasons we normally would. So hearing Jesus speak about dwelling places means something more to all of us now, though in different ways for each person. The questions, where is our real home? Where do we call home? Where do we want to dwell? Are especially forceful ones. The well-known story of Daniel in the lion's den begins with him and his fellow Hebrew exiles far from home in Babylon. But Daniel wants to connect with his home. And the way he can do this is to go into the upper room of his house, because it has windows open towards Jerusalem, and get down on his knees and pray to his God. Of course, Daniel does this because he associates God's presence especially with Jerusalem. But Daniel is also demonstrating, and maybe discovering for himself, that we can be at home with God anywhere. Daniel cannot worship in Jerusalem, but he can worship God within himself, from his upper room. I want to suggest that Daniel is showing us how prayer helps us to make a home for ourselves, wherever we are. Prayer, in a sense, brings us back to ourselves, as we reflect on and talk to God about our deepest concerns, our most treasured hopes, the people we love best or are at odds with. We are remembering to ourselves what really matters to us when we pray. So prayer is about being at home with God and with others. At home with God because, like Moses, we are talking to God as one talks to a friend. Like Stephen in our first reading, able to make ourselves at home with God wherever we are and in whatever situation. At home with others because, like Daniel, we are able to remember the people and places we care for most, or which are most significant in our lives. These days, we are worshipping in and from our physical homes, and we cannot go to church as we normally might, or meet our friends as we normally would. But the prayers we make from our homes while others are praying, and that we make for other people, link us together, so that we are with each other, at home. And they bring God in a new way into our homes and our daily lives. This was the experience of Jesus' disciples. They were confused by what he said about preparing dwelling places for them. How could they get there if they didn't know the way? And how could they be sure Jesus was to be trusted in what he was saying, unless they were allowed to see God for themselves? But Jesus says, "If you know me, if you are at home with me, then you know and are at home with God. If you pray with me," and he had taught his disciples to pray in a way we still do every day, then he says, "You are at home with God." "You know this already," he says, "and what you do in my name, I do with you." If, when we pray, we are making ourselves at home with God and with Jesus and with each other, I want to suggest we are also making ourselves a new kind of home in the world. We are situating ourselves in life in a new way, making sense of our place in the world. In a situation in which our homes have become places of confinement or places we miss or places in which we are in danger, it's worth asking what our real home is, where we are most at home. We realize the freedom that we have in prayer, even if our physical location is constrained. And we remember that the loving prayers we make far from the ones we love unite us with them, but also prayers we make for people we do not know personally, but who are in trouble or danger or suffering from hunger or sickness, or in any other kind of need. In her address to the nation on Friday evening, Her Majesty the Queen said exactly this. She said of our current situation, "But our streets are not empty. They are filled with the love and the care that we have for each other." And our prayers are explicitly examples of that care and love which fill our hearts because we are praying in our homes, in hospital, in care homes. Our prayers are explicitly ways in which we are redefining the nature of our common home in this time of crisis, in which we are making a new home for ourselves to dwell in, individually and collectively. The theme chosen for Christian Aid Week, which starts today, again says the same thing. Love never fails. Coronavirus impacts all of us, but love unites us all. The way in which Christian Aid collaborates with partner organisations is then an explicit way of working out what it means practically to say that our prayers put us at home with God and with each other and define our home in the world, where and how we dwell here. Christian Aid seeks to give a home or the wherewithal to make a better or easier home to people in desperate need, irrespective of their own religious tradition. Christian Aid works with people in desperate need, but on their terms, in their homeland, with their organisations and systems. It partners in friendship with local projects and charities and facilitates successful delivery of improved agriculture, water supplies, education, healthcare. Christian Aid works to enable better dwelling places with safety and opportunity for communities and individuals whose home in this world is precarious or dangerous or just very, very hard and difficult. Christian Aid and organisations like it extend the love and care which fill our streets to people far away whose needs are urgent but which can be met. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. We multiply those dwelling places for ourselves when we pray in love with and for others, and when out of our loving prayers we act for the good of others. We make ourselves at home with Jesus and with God. We make ourselves better at home with each other. We define where and how we dwell in the world in a new way. And we extend the hand of friendship in loving actions that come out of our prayers to enable others to dwell more easily on the earth. Amen.